Can you talk about what your approach to bone is in postmenopausal women? I know you put a very high fraction of your patients on studies, but in those patients who are not going to be treated on study, postmenopausal women are going to be getting adjuvant aromatase inhibitors. How do you approach bone?
Well, the first thing is that we have implemented in all our trials and even outside trials as a general recommendation for our country to have annual measurements of bone mineral density. And this is something which has not been done on a systematic basis so far. So the first thing is diagnosis. And then probably it should be treated. Treatment-induced bone loss should be treated the same way osteoporosis is treated. And my suspicion is that oncologists have a tendency to overlook the problem. And I think that if nothing else, then we can contribute to awareness of the fact that we should actually not underestimate the problem and treat it accordingly.
How do you utilize bone density measurements in deciding when to initiate therapy and what therapy do you use?
We follow the very clear recommendations by the ASCO bisphosphonate panel as well as the American Osteoporosis Society, suggesting treatment with calcium vitamin D between a T-score of minus 1 and minus 2.5, what we call osteopenia. And if the T-score goes down below minus 2.5, we call that osteoporosis, and then a bisphosphonate treatment should be initiated.